This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Well, as long as there's a national security dodge there.
But if she has a national security dodge, if she says, okay, I looked at the material and it's national security, I can't release it. She has just confirmed that there's a cover-up.
She won't. Remember now, Hillary Clinton is a lawyer. She is very, very careful in the things she says. And we know this because of the way she phrases things. Very careful, very cautious. And as a result of that, she is often criticized for being secretive, deceptive, because of the way she phrases things. As long as she has a national security dodge, however you phrase it, she's never going to admit something unless she has no choice.
Well, I'm not saying she's going to admit the top secret stuff, but if she's in the White House, she has made this promise. If she gets a question from a reporter, what do you say she's going to say?
I would say at this point, I'll be surprised. Say right now, we have not found anything.
Well, no, she'll say something to the effect of, well, I could tell you, but then like the other 70 people that have died around me and Bill, I'd have to kill you.
She'll come up with a very politically correct answer not to tell you anything. And that's going to be the end of it. I couldn't find anything. And in a sense, she's saying, I couldn't find anything that I could tell you. And that's where she's going to leave it. As I said, she's very circumspect.
That's the only way she'd get out of the box. But if she says it's got national security implications, I can't talk about it.
If she can't talk about it, she won't admit she has it. She will not admit she has anything that has national security. She won't do it because that's an admission. She's not going to make that admission unless she feels it's time for she and the people with whom she deals.
She's going to do it. She didn't have to go where she went. She didn't have to make this promise and do this. They've already moved the ball down the field. Same as John Podesta saying there are classified documents that can be classified. The way politics works, there's not going to be a Hail Mary 100-yard touchdown. It never happens in politics. It's going to be gain 1 yard, lose 2 yards, gain 1 yard. That's the way it's going to work. There's never going to be a major disclosure. I would agree with you on that, where suddenly they're going to suddenly pull out ET and on national TV. No, that's not going to happen. But she's already moved the ball down the field by making this a situation where the last time before last May, when these questions were asked in the White House press room, the last time a UFO question was asked in the White House was in 1997 when Webster Hubble brought out his book. And before that, the last time a UFO question was asked in January of 1954 to Eisenhower. This is not a question that's usually asked to the White House. Even the fact that we're getting White House reporters asking serious questions is a move towards opening this subject up.
Well, I hope you're right.
It's happened. I mean, it's already happened. You have these White House reporters who are asking serious questions. You have Hillary making this promise. You have John Podesta, former chief of staff, saying that Hillary's going to sit down. I've convinced her. He even said in his tweet, he said in his famous tweet of last year when he left the Obama administration, the day before he left the Obama administration, he makes this famous tweet where he said, once again, which means I talked to Bill about it, Bill Clinton about it, and couldn't get it. Once again, my biggest disappointment of 2014 was not getting the disclosure of the UFO documents, which indicates to me he talked to Obama about it. So when he says about Hillary, he says on KLS TV in Las Vegas, where he says, I think I convinced her. It's almost like, oh, now he's got somebody who's going to do this. He gets the ball rolling. So this is movement. This is movement from when I started in 1975. I mean, this kind of discussion wouldn't even have taken place. Nobody would even have thought that anybody even had the information disclosing it. Now we're talking about it, and it's in the White House press room, and you have every major newspaper, the Washington Post, the New York Times doing straight pieces on this. We have made movements. It's not like a 100-yard touchdown, but it's 1 yard, 1 yard, and that's how I believe this thing takes place. It's going to be a gradual movement down the field. It's not going to be, you know, some Hail Mary pass where everything is going to come out at one time.
So you're thinking there'll be gradual disclosure of some sort. It's not going to be the president has a press conference or something and says, I have something to tell you of extreme importance, and goes into it. No. That's not going to happen. We'll wake up one day and realize the information is out there. Now, that's something I might go along with. And the only way disclosure where, of course, we are learning more and more about possible exosolar planets. We're learning more about them. We see now that there might even be water on Pluto, somewhere under the surface of Pluto. The molten core, there might be water there, liquid water. We have that. We have the ingredients for some kind of life. So more and more we'll be hearing about the possibility of life. But unless the press of events makes it happen otherwise, that any disclosure would be something where we wake up one morning after a few years and we're aware of it, but it didn't come in one single announcement. It came in baby steps. And these baby steps are carefully controlled, carefully telegraphed, carefully designed. I'll go along with that.
My roll of the dice, there's that is gradually been happening over the years, this little baby step thing. But where I'm playing my cards is to force the White House press people who have asked these serious questions to ask Obama, to confront Obama publicly on the subject and hope he stumbles.
Yeah, he'll go, wait a minute, let me go get somebody. Okay, say hello to my little friend. And half the country wouldn't believe that it was an alien.
I think half the problem also is we don't believe the authorities. Right. We don't trust government. I think part of that is because, at least in the United States, they've done everything they can the past 30 or 35 years to kill trust in government by cutting back everywhere. So if you have a government agency that doesn't have the funds to be efficient, doesn't have the personnel, they do bad work, they do slow work. We don't believe them. We don't accept them. We don't believe our politicians because they say things and we know they're not true. So I kind of agree with what Chris says here. If E.T. stands next to Obama, the Democrats will believe it, the independents will be split, and the Republicans will say, it's just a foolish trick. He's some idiot and a dummy. That's what he is. He's a Muslim in disguise or something. That's what they'll say. That's what's going to happen. We're not going to believe it. Now, Hillary, it's going to be the same thing. She becomes president, and right now she looks good in the polls. But a lot of people don't believe it, don't accept her, don't accept her as competent. If she stands there with E.T., they won't believe her either. And the same is true with a President Trump, because we'll have the fact checkers. We'll be after him wondering, what did he say that was false and is a lie? That's the situation of politics now. You'd almost have to have E.T. land on their own terms for real disclosure to take place.
Yeah. And in the same manner, it works the other way, that nobody believes the government when they say there's nothing to do with UFOs. They basically believe this thing's for real and the government's lying. And now even the media, the major media, Washington Post, New York Times, all these people are now starting to believe the same thing, that they don't believe the statements that there's nothing to it and we don't know what's going on and this sort of thing. So it's worked the other way as well, that basically everybody believes this is for real now. And that's maybe what they're trying to do, is create this situation where people are being acclimatized, where everybody basically believes it. So when you drop the bomb, that it's not going to be as big a reaction as if everybody didn't believe it was going on.
Chris?
Yeah, that's like a slow conditioning process is what you're describing.
Yeah. Kit Green actually talked about that. If you've seen the interview with the guys that do the Mirage Men, where they do the interview with Kit Green, right, where he says, you know, what would you do if you faced this situation? You put out these stories, you know, these stories about aliens eating our kids and all, you know, all this sort of stuff. And then when the story comes out, it's, you know, it's just ETs. And then everybody says, well, you're not eating our kids? No. Well, what's the big deal? So even Kit Green has talked about this conditioning thing, where you sort of hype the thing up and try to get the people ready that it's a lower story than what's in the media. And when it comes out, people just go, what's the big deal? And I think that's almost right now, is what's the big deal? I think science is going to be much more affected than the public, because science has maintained that this thing, there's no way this thing's happening, and you're going to have to sort of revisit the fact that probably everything you believed has been wrong.
Yeah, look at how the Catholic Church has been slowly backpedaling into accepting the possibility of extraterrestrial life, and they're all children of God as well. And you see a conditioning sort of process going on there as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was the first book I wrote, this UFOs, MJ-12, UFOs, Area 51, where I believe that back starting in 1972, and this is where I talk about this fact where people talk about this disinformation thing that they're doing this. And I said, this doesn't make any sense at all. Like, if you want to keep the story quiet, shut your mouth.
We're going to shut our mouths for a moment with Gene and Chris and Grant Cameron. You're in
the Paracast.
The award-winning Graphic Converter 10, the universal genius for photo editing apps on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for the Swiss Army Knife app. It gives you all the features that you expect, and most important, it's easy to use. You can get it for just $39.95 from www.lemkesoft.com. That's www.lemkesoft.com. As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey Protein Powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey Protein Powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So we pick up with Grant Cameron, and the book again is another book about the Clintons, but totally different than before, the Clinton UFO storybook you were telling us, Grant.
Yeah, I was mentioning this thing about this gradual disclosure thing, that I believe this has been going on all along, that the government has been doing this acclimatization thing. Whereas in Canada, the government's never made a statement. In the United States, when they shut Blue Book in 1969, if they wanted to keep it quiet, all they had to do was not talk about it anymore. So in 1972, 1973, they called Bob Emenegger, a producer, and his associate, Alan Sandler, Los Angeles, with Gray Advertising, and they say, we want you to do these documentaries for the U.S. military on dogs and 3D holography and all this kind of stuff. And then we'd like you to do this UFO thing, and we'd like you to hide it under the other 8 documentaries. And we had this landing at Holloman Air Force Base, and the aliens landed, and we shot from 3 different positions, and we've got this film, and we're going to give you the film. If you want to keep it secret, why would you call in these people and give them all this material to put on a documentary to like throw fire, you know, the fire is about to go out, and then you take this gas and throw the gas on the fire? The government has been stoking this thing for years and just slowly putting it out with various statements. Like Chase Brandon, the, you know, this high-level CIA guy comes out and says, Roswell was real, and it was extraterrestrial and involved bodies. This could have backfired because he was this high-level CIA guy, and the only thing that saved it was the media just went to sleep, didn't even follow up on the story when this guy came out and made this statement. So they've been doing this all along, dropping this stuff into the UFO community and dropping it into the public. And I believe it's this climatization thing to get people ready for the fact that this is for real.
Well, it kind of brings up the possibility that perhaps some sort of timetable has been set in motion and is in place that requires that a certain amount of disclosure is somehow attained by such and such a date. So there may be an actual timetable going on here as well. It may not be by happenstance as it appears, just looking at it casually. There may be a real formula behind this process of climatization.
Yeah. It's like Hillary says, if I can get agreement, and this goes back to this idea, if you follow Robert Collins, his book Exempt from Disclosure, and Dolan references this 1991, August of 1991, after the fall of the Soviet Union, where they talked about they were going to do a disclosure to Bush, they were going to go to Kenny Bunkport, and they were going to have this disclosure thing, and it was 8-8, the vote was 8-8, and they figured they could swing the other 8 people, and when they took the vote, it was 12-4 against, and the whole thing fell apart. So I think that's one of the possibilities, is that the vote may now be whatever, you know, 9-7, where there are more people in favor of pushing this thing out than are against it. So that's where I think it's significant when Hillary says, if I can get agreement, which means there has to be some sort of law or some sort of process that she knows about, which backs up what happened when we chased the former president of Penn State University around. He was a guy that we firmly believed knew what was going on. And at one point, he yells into the phone. He said, why should we change the rules to satisfy your curiosity? And he was very upset. And I thought, rules? I mean, it sort of confirmed the fact that there are rules in behind this thing that govern what's going on. And it may come down to like anything else, that at a high level, there's a group that's handling this, and that there may be a vote that John Podesta may know about, that they're in favor of this thing coming out, and now we move it to the next step.
And also, I think as the baby boomer generation gets on in years, I think we're seeing also a generational component here. I think the younger the individual, the less alarming I think the subject potentially can be. I think for the millennials and Gen Xers and the subsequent generations after our baby boom generation, I think as some of these old dogs pass on, some of the secrecy and the fear surrounding the subject is going to subside, and I think it's not going to be as much of a big deal as it was in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, yeah. Science advances one funeral at a time. When you get this Tom DeLonge story, which is now breaking, he claims he's got these 10 or 12 sources, high-level sources in the government, who are giving him information which he can bring to the young people, this sort of disclosure thing with fictional books and non-fictional books. He claims that one of his sources is John Podesta, and that John Podesta agreed to play in this game of getting this information out.
It doesn't make sense that some, you know, pop star is going to be in a position to interest higher ups into divulging secrets. I mean, to me, he'd be the least likely person to gain any sort of headway. How much gravitas do you really place behind some of the statements that he's made and some of the claims that he's made?
Well, I believe, like any of the others, that it's unacknowledged special class access material, which means if you release classified material, you're going to jail. So I believe that any of these people, whether it's Greer, whether it's DeLong, whether it's, Emenegger, that these people are being controlled, that the material that they're getting is partly true and partly false. Because if you give them classified material, so when DeLong says he's getting this classified material, I do not believe it for a second. It can't be classified because people are going to go to jail. And I've never had a deep throat source come to me. The first question I would ask a deep throat source, if he came to me and said, I've got this unacknowledged special access material and I'm going to tell you what's going on, I'd say, are you a patriotic American? He'd say, yeah. And I'd say, do you swear an oath to uphold the Constitution and obey the law? Yeah. Well, you have lied to the U.S. government. You're revealing top secret material. Why should I believe anything you're saying? I believe that all this stuff is controlled, that the material that DeLong is getting is partly true and partly false, and there's some material that I believe is definitely not true. And the main one is where he says that all these black budget programs are all independent, that there is no oversight over all these programs, that everybody's just doing their whole thing. And my experience with government in dealing with government is that's the last thing that would be happening. It's like, seven copies of documents and piles of people overseeing everything. There's no way that all these people are just got piles of black budget money and everybody's just doing their own thing. I think there's going to be control over it. So some of the stuff he says seems to make sense and some of it's not. So I think he's being controlled, and it's the same thing. It's like you put out half true, half false information. You can always, when it comes back, you say that's not true, and it's true. It's not true. So all he's doing is raising consciousness to the young people. They want the message to get to the young people. So you use a rock musician. He volunteered to do it. And there are probably lots of people who are being given partly true, partly false material to feed out into the community. And it's like you put mud in the water and people could talk about it. And the more people talk about it, the more the consciousness rises and the more people believe there's something to it, which is what you want.
Now, just to point out something here before we go on, covering so many different things here, that it's really impossible to parse everything, because right now, as I said, we're dealing with speculation and hopes and dreams that something's going to happen, especially because, you and I are baby boomers, Grant.
Yeah.
Chris is, I say, just shy of the baby boomer class. And we'd like to know, before we're gone, what's going on here. We really would. I really hope I can find out. I mean, I've been at this thing since I was 11 years old.
I'm holding my breath, and I'm really blue.
That's right. You see, Chris is almost blue, and we can't let him die without knowing the secret.
Yeah.
We have Grant Cameron with Gene and with Chris for a while longer. You're in
Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Yes, Chris is on the respirator right now. He's on the respirator, and we want to get the truth about UFOs known so that eventually he's going to go to wherever his reward is, knowing the secret, with a smile on his face.
Actually, it's kind of fun not knowing.
It's easy for you to say.
it's the mystery, chasing the mystery, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm just waiting for someone to show up with a Samsonite filled with, used $100 bills saying, "You've just uncovered an amazing secret, and we're going to have to ask you and convince you that you're not going to talk about this because most people don't have a need to know. So here's your little reward for keeping your mouth shut."
Yeah.
I'm holding my breath.
Be the first guy ever to make money in the UFO business.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've changed my opinion. I was with you guys. Bassett asked me publicly in front of the X conference, and we had a panel, and there was a bunch of people in the room. He said, everybody went down the row, when do you think disclosure is going to happen? And I said, 2042. I said the same thing. There's no way. I wrote an article on my website called "The Reasons They Decided Not to Tell You the Truth," and I have 65 reasons. And I said, if I gave anybody the briefings as to why they're withholding this, nobody in their right mind would disclose. There's no way. There's so many things that could go wrong. And so I never believed they would disclose. All I'm saying right now, when this happened, I said, this is the first time we've really been on the front pages of newspapers since 1947. Something has changed. This Hillary Clinton thing has sort of ignited people talking about it. Nothing may happen, but you can see that it's not what it was before, that the consciousness has risen, and we are talking about this issue. This interview wouldn't be taking place if Hillary hadn't made these statements.
Yeah. Well, we can blame it on the X-Files. Every time they come out with new X-File reboots and stuff, the interest seems to shoot up dramatically.
The one thing about the current X-Files reboot, which was earlier this year, and right now we don't know when or if there'll be another one, that six-episode arc, what they said is that in the past they talked about E.T. Here they said that all the conspiracies were from our government based on what they recovered at Roswell, as opposed to an ongoing alien conspiracy. So they kind of dialed it back and put it more in the government's hands. You notice that, Grant?
I didn't watch the series, so I never watch anything fictional. So
so you didn't go down to Roswell and listen to Don Schmidt, huh?
No, I haven't been to Roswell for a few years.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that we were talking about this before we had you on, that certain individuals can get caught with their fingers in the cookie jar in the piggy bank, and then a few months later, it's like it never happened. It's yeah. Like, you know, oops, yeah, well, you caught me on that one.
Yeah. Well, people, see, that's what the one problem I found in the UFO community is you'll get statements where, like, Chase Brandon comes out and, you know, makes a very dramatic statement, or Ronald Reagan stands up, according to Steven Spielberg, and says, you know, he looks around the room as if he's doing a head count after the E.T. screening in 1982 and says, you know, I just want to let you know there are a number of people in this room that know everything on that screen is absolutely true. And it gets a sort of excitement. You get a story and it gets excited. People talk about it for a week. And then we go back to, like, what's the latest video? What's the latest sighting? And we just sort of forget it. And we go to the next story. We don't really stick with anything in the UFO community. We just jump from one story to another.
Yeah, that's true. Short attention spans.
Very, very short.
Yeah. And real selective memory, too. You know, I'm surprised Phil Imbrogno isn't out in his MIT sweatshirt giving lectures. He would be one of the rare examples of somebody that, you know, got caught red-handed falsifying, in his case, his educational background, and didn't just take a six-month hiatus and come back out like nothing happened. It's bizarre to me how people can be completely discredited and yet turn around some months later and everybody just pretends like it never happened.
Yeah. Well, for a lot of people, I think it's just entertainment value. Like in the end of the 19th century, people used people doing seances and talking to dead people and stuff, and that was the entertainment. Now it's like the UFO is a sort of an entertainment factor. We've got, you know, the big house and the two cars, and our kids are in school, you know, university, and now we're in some entertainment. So let's look at the UFO thing, and that's, I think, one of the problems is people look at it as entertainment, and that's as far as it goes.
But that's also true about television, where the reality shows always have entertainment-based elements.
Yeah. But you think in the UFO community, this is one of the more important issues of all times, that someone would stick to it. Like, I remember when Chase Brandon came forward, and then I talked to Huffington Post, they got like 7 million hits the first day, and they were doing a second interview. And I said, okay, we've sent this letter to the CIA, and they denied they could find the documents. And so we had all these questions for Chase Brandon, and I was told by the reporter, oh, we're off the record. We're just going to have a couple of beers. I said, come on. This is like a major story. And they dropped it, and everybody else dropped it, and nobody ever picked it up. I couldn't believe it. Did this guy just walk back into the darkness, and nobody did anything about it?
Well, and also, isn't Chase Brandon, he's also one of the liaison people with Hollywood.
Sure.
That represents the CIA's interest in big budget projects in Hollywood, like Zero Dark Thirty, Argo. He's been involved in some pretty significant films and in Hollywood projects. So it's not like he disappeared into the darkness.
He doesn't do that anymore. He's under contract. He admitted he's still under contract to the CIA. We all like to help, he says. But he, from 1995 to 2005, he had that job, and that made him, according to the people I referenced, the second most powerful person in the CIA to speak publicly on behalf of the CIA without getting permission. So he could sort of talk on behalf of the CIA, make deals and stuff like that. So he was this high-ranking guy who people just sort of ignored. The only person that really picked up on it was Billy Cox from Florida, who actually contacted the archivist. And the archivist said the CIA has made a statement, I can't comment on it. And he wrote an article, but otherwise, this high-level guy just basically disappeared. And even Billy Cox asked the CIA, one of the former CIA directors was down there, and he asked him, he said, what do you say about Chase Brandon making this statement about Roswell? And he said, he just said, well, he's a good guy. I remember him, and he wouldn't comment on it. So
I have a comment right here I noticed.
Yeah.
It's dated 2012 from Billy Cox, and he evidently talked to Jennifer Youngblood, a CIA public information officer, who said, our historians have found nothing in the agency's holdings to corroborate Mr. Brandon's specific claims.
Yeah, and that's why
that's the rest of it right there. There's more to it, but that's the fundamentals.
Yeah, but Grant, I absolutely agree with you. I mean, they should have nailed him to the wall with questions.
The Huffington Post, they had a second interview with him. And I said, okay, the CIA is saying they couldn't find the documents. Ask him, did the CIA talk to him to ask him where the documents were? And questions like that. And that's when he said, oh, we're off the record. We're just going to have a couple of beers together. And I went, get out of here. You got this big story, and you're going to have a couple of beers with a guy? I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Was that Lee that said that?
Yeah, it was Lee.
Oh.
And he got like, 7 million hits the first day. I figured, like, you're running with this major story, and let's go with part two. And there never was a part two.
That almost kind of sounds suspicious.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I was involved in this. There was four researchers. Robbie Graham started this thing where we sent the letter to the CIA, and they came back and said basically the same thing, that we can't find the documents.
By the way, I want to unearth this big piece of information before we go to our next segment. A different perspective from Kevin Randall. He says, nope and nope, I do not believe his tale, just as I don't believe Philip Corso's tale when approached by others as Corso was peddling his book. Sometimes you have to see behind the scenes. This is a case where the veil is nearly transparent. Brandon wants you to buy his book. And though I do read science fiction, I won't buy this one. I'll ask you for your comment in our next segment with Grant Cameron and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Chase Brandon is not believed by Kevin Randall at all, okay. Obviously. Grant, what do you think?
Okay, the key word is believed. If he had talked to him, if he had gone and interviewed him, then it would mean something to me. But just because he doesn't believe him doesn't mean anything. Chase Brandon had the book. He told the reporter the book had been reviewed twice by the CIA. And he said, if you want a good read, read the book. If you really want to learn something, read between the lines. So he's a significant player. I just ask people, let's talk to him. Let's interview him. Let's question him about what he's meaning about all this kind of stuff. But to sit on the sidelines, I mean, everybody's got a belief. I mean, that doesn't mean anything. So he may be lying. He may be telling the truth. But he's a significant player who walked out, had one interview. Everybody allowed him to walk back in. The only person that really did something, I don't know what happened, is John Alexander filed an FOIA with the CIA, and I don't know what happened with that. He was interested enough to actually file. And so I give John Alexander credit where he actually did something with this. But when people don't do anything, when this guy's there and nobody actually follows up on it, I mean, that just annoys me.
Well, the other thing here also is that Kevin is complaining that this guy doesn't have any evidence to back up what he claims. It's just a claim.
But how would he know that?
He's looking at what he's written, what he said.
If he'd interviewed him, I would have some respect for his opinion. But if he hasn't interviewed him and or filed an FOIA or done anything, it's just an opinion. That's why I'm saying we should go. I mean, it was an interesting story, whether it's true or not. This high-level guy, let's get him on the record and let's question him on this thing. I mean, and then he's talking about bringing out a second UFO book. So, I mean, we're going to do this whole thing again. There'll be one interview done with him, and they'll drop this stuff in. And that's how they're able to do this kind of stuff, is because they know that the attention span in the UFO community is so short that people will say, everybody will talk about it, then somebody like Randall or somebody will come out and say it's a hoax, and everybody say, oh, it's a hoax, okay. What's the latest? What's the Juicelum video? See that Juicelum video? And everybody will go on to something else, and that's how we get suckered into all this kind of stuff, because we don't spend any time doing any proper investigation.
Right. Yeah. Not like the good old days where people actually did dig and did research, and it was much more difficult to do it back in the old days when you didn't have the internet and you didn't have access to these huge databases and whatnot. You really had to earn it. People are just have become complacent. There's so much information pouring in on a daily basis that people's eyes glaze over, and I think half the time they're not even aware of what's important. Some of these important stories they just don't have sticking power anymore.
Let me ask you about Chase Brandon. Yeah. All right. The reason that we have someone like Kevin Randall being skeptical is he doesn't see evidence to say what this guy says is correct. So where is the evidence, the positive evidence, that his claims are true? We didn't get the positive evidence from Philip Corso.
Nobody bothered to even ask him or check.
Exactly. That's the point. Nobody asked him. If somebody had asked him, like the question that I had to Lee was, ask him whether the CIA talked to him about, because they said we couldn't find the material. So the question was, did he have an interview after he went on Coast to Coast in front of millions of people and made this statement? Did the CIA come and say, what the hell are you talking about? What's going on? Where are these documents? Did they have an interview? That was the number one question. Did the CIA talk to you after you did this big interview on Coast to Coast? And nobody asked them a question. And so to me, that's delinquent research to me. And I'm partly responsible as well. You know, maybe it's not easy to get to these people, but there's these people popping up. And I don't mind if people are skeptical, but at least talk to him. I mean,
if he is visited by somebody, that gives him credibility by the mere fact of being acknowledged as someone that requires attention. If you ignore him, and of course we have the statement from the public information officer of the CIA that basically slapped him down. But if you went there and actually visited him, he could say, well, they visited me. This proves they were interested. This proves what I say is true. But if you let him swing in the wind, twist in the wind, you let the guy twist in the wind, you ignore him, then he has nothing to say, look, they're taking me seriously. If they don't take him seriously, well, maybe they don't believe him. They think he's just a crackpot looking to sell a book. And that's the impression they convey. Right or wrong, true or false, that's the way you handle it.
Yeah, except part of the story is that the CIA reviewed the book twice, which means they basically helped write the book. So they can make out any statements that they don't believe, you know, that this is not real or whatever. Basically, they had their fingers. And the reporter that did the initial interview told me at one point that it had been reviewed eight times, that Chase Brandon told him eight times. There was the most reviewed book. He couldn't believe the amount of review that they did on this. And you got to change this, take this classified material, which means they had a finger. And that's why I say this is the kind of stuff that you got to ask them about. Did they review the book? What did they say? Can I get the review? And all this kind of stuff. There was no questions asked him. He just came, he told this bizarre story and then walked off, and the UFO community allowed him to walk off and did nothing about it. And then we say, well, there's no evidence, but the evidence was there. We just didn't really try to dig in and get at it. Maybe there was evidence there.
Well, this is something we're not going to solve. Maybe we should get him on the Paracast and ask him these questions, because you're the third party.
I mean, it was a bizarre, bizarre incident, and it seems to have happened a number of times where people come and they sort of drop something and then they walk away, and we're almost like the media, and I don't really blame the media because it's a 24-hour news cycle, and the UFO community is almost like a 24-hour news cycle as well, is that we read the story and then we get bored and we got to go on to the next story. Same as the media. It's like, that's yesterday's story, we're on to the next story, and so we just jump from story to story, and we really don't analyze anything very carefully.
I suppose we don't have the facilities to do that. Certainly, as I said, the mainstream media doesn't. There are too many things coming this way and that, and they have to focus on a few stories. They have to focus now, of course, on the presidential campaign, about the sexual harassment allegations against Roger Ailes, the head of Fox News. All these stories take precedence over some wacky people talking about UFOs. We have the Clinton UFO storybook out there, with information that prepares you for the hope that maybe Secretary Clinton, should she become president of the U.S., will be more forthcoming about UFOs than her predecessors. So do you expect disclosure to happen in our lifetimes?
I believe more now. I used to think never it would happen. I actually thought it was going to happen in May when they started asking these questions at the White House press room. I figured it was about to happen because I figured it's just a matter of time until Obama comes out and he gets hit with this question. But there was a delay and then it's faded off again. I mean, I would not be surprised if it happened tomorrow. If Obama's asked the question and he stumbles or he says, yes, I was briefed, then this thing could unravel very, very fast. And I think that's the key is if people realize the president has been briefed, you don't brief the president on something that doesn't exist. If it becomes known in the White House that the president has been briefed on this subject, I think it could unravel almost instantly. And again, it could go on for another couple of years because they've been very good at sort of moving this, avoiding questions. And so it could go on for a couple of years. I'm really not too sure. I just think Hillary's in a bit of a box that she's made this statement and now she's going to have to say something once she's the president, if she makes it.
If she makes it, I'd say there's a 50-50 chance she'll say anything about it unless someone asks at a press conference. Grant Cameron, please tell our listeners where they can find more of the stuff that you work on.
My website is presidentialufo.com, and I have a White House UFO blog. Those are the two places where I post material. My next article will be on this whole emergency management thing, where I believe this thing is being run from and the evidence that all points to it. That's basically what I'm up to. And the book, the Hillary Clinton book, is just, people should not see it as a political book. It's just a book that basically tells as much as I can a historical story of the interest by Bill and Hillary Clinton in this subject and the statements that have been made by them and Barack Obama. It really doesn't try to propose anything. It just tries to be a historical book as to what happened.
The book is The Clinton UFO Storybook, E.T. Politics in the White House, from Grant Cameron. You can find us on Twitter. Just look for The Paracast on Twitter. Send us a tweet. Don't pass along tweets from certain people, but we'll not get into that right now. We don't do politics on the show, except when we do. We're also on Facebook, two official Paracast fan clubs on Facebook, a group, a community. Choose your favorite. Also, check out The Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. Plus.theparacast.com. We offer a commercial-free version of this show. We offer the After the Paracast podcast. We have new classic episodes section, a video section, a section with the introductory chapter of this book from Chris O'Brien and Ray Stanford. Lots more stuff for a low subscription price. Our price, cheap. Plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. Please check it out. Also, please check out the official Paracast store for lots of cool logo merchandise featuring the Paracast. Grant Cameron, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thanks for your interest. I appreciate it.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.